All right. Hey, how's everyone doing? Welcome to this Thursday night.
Edition.
Yes.
We are on every night this week, by the way.
Oh,
every night.
I've noticed that.
Wow. But yeah, this is a special edition of the Creedence & Bishop Show where we, once again, if you're a first time listener, just checking us out, where we interview some celebrities, friends of the show, things like that. And tonight, we'll be talking with Tabitha Stevens, adult film superstar, Hall of Famer. I believe she was inducted in 2007
to the Indian
Hall of Fame. Along with her husband, Gary, and I'm going to say it's Orona. And if it's wrong, I'll have Gary correct me. But Gary is a director, writer. He's an internationally acclaimed photographer as well. And they've made a film, a horror film, nonetheless, called Die, Influencers Die. It's now available. They'll let us know. But I believe it's also going to be available soon on Amazon Prime. Okay. So we're going to talk to them about that, the process they went through to make it, and Tabitha stars in the film. I mean, this is, from everything I've seen, I'm going to watch it this weekend. From everything I've seen, this is a gore fest. This is a...
Well, in the description, it says a blood-splattering, heavy metal-laced horror film, so...
It's a blood orgy, if you will. Starring also, from a couple... last week, Katie Morgan was on our shore, on our show. You gotta excuse me. I am still getting over the hurricane I covered for last night. I'm working on 3 hours of sleep.
In hurricane coverage.
Yeah, hurricane coverage. Katie talked to us about that and basically told us about her role in the film. And, you know, it was so intriguing. The very next day, I decided, you know what, I'm gonna get up with Tabitha and Gary, get them on. And have them talk to us about it because, you know, Katie is in the film. But to talk to the star, because I believe Tabitha is the star of the film. Mm-hmm. And I was very surprised to hear the other person that's in the film is an old metal act, Lizzie Borden. I remember this very well from watching Headbangers Ball back in the day on MTV. That... Lizzie Borden was very prominent on there, and that was like a blast from the past. This soundtrack that's on this film as well, star-studded. I mean, it's a heavy metal horror movie, orgy of blood. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I know how much you love clowns. There's also
every photo I see, it's riddled with clowns, and it looks like someone's face has been cut off that's a clown and put on an attractive lady. It's like, you know, confusing all over the place. But yes, I hate clowns, so I think, you know, they knew what they were doing, because I think that's a huge fear of people's. You know, a lot of people are afraid of clowns. So
I'm gonna guess that's probably one of the most common phobias is a clown phobia.
Clown. Spiders, spider clowns. I think that's a big one too.
Did you say spider clowns?
Just imagine how terrifying it would be if you saw a clown and it turned around slowly and it had a clown face. I'm just saying, think about that.
Would the spider be gigantic like a human being or small? Well,
no. It's small, you know, like a brown recluse or whatever it's called, but it's got a clown face. It would be terrifying, of course, if it was a human size, then it wouldn't matter, because it's a human sized spider. It could have any kind of face on it, then it would be terrifying. But if it was a small spider with a clown face, just
but could you imagine if there was a spider? Okay
We have them in the back lobby, by the way. We're going off on this
really quick.
Okay,
there's a spider.
This spider is
part clown, part spider. So it's got these very rich colors. You can imagine it's in its web all the time. It kind of giggles.
Arms.
It's giggling here and there. It's spinning a web with cotton candy. And it's, you know, it's cracking jokes. You know, you walk by the web and the next thing you know, you're being berated by the clown. It's kind of a clown.
I thought you were going like a Charlotte's Web kind of thing where there's
yeah,
a joke.
It can write it could yeah, write stuff in there and like okay. You know, hey fat ass.
Wow, this is just a rude clown. This isn't even a mean, it's a scary clown. It's just rude. A rude
hey, clown. Tubby.
Hey, big boy.
Anyways, all right. Well, let's work on that on the Nightmare Factory. Okay.
It's, absolutely.
But yeah, we have Tabitha and Gary in the back. I believe they are ready. Hello, Tabitha and Gary. How you guys doing?
Hey guys. Hello. Oh my gosh, you guys look fantastic. I was talking earlier. I was describing you guys as a quote unquote power couple. When you say you're a power couple, because I mean you both wow. have you know distinct talents, and you've come together, and now you've merged these powers, almost like Voltron when he comes together, and now you've formed this power couple. Now you're the power couple.
Oh wow, wow! Well, thank you very much. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but in this moment, we'll take it.
Sure, I think we more or less kind of look like the Nordic ski team.
Yeah.
You know, okay. With, you know, like the volunteers. Right. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. Well, we are together 24 hours.
Right? Well, this is how we met. We met actually while filming, long before we ever got together. This is going right. back 15 years. And we were shooting a whole bunch of features for pay-per-view for DirecTV, like late night Cinemax type stuff, right. which we've also produced a lot of. And that's how we met, and it just clicked.
Yeah.
And that's you know, on set romances, as they say, those happen from time to time. You hear about the director and the star maybe getting together, but it usually ends in a horrible way. But this seems like this was a match made in heaven. You guys have been together for quite some time now, and it's working. You're able to work together. You just got done saying you're around each other 24/7. So that tells me right away you guys have a great relationship.
Have you been to our various websites? You must have been, because we are literally connected at the hip 24/7. And we do crazy adventures. We're, you know, we produce and direct and create these films, but we also have photo fine art photography galleries, and we spend a ton of time in crazy wilderness locations. And you know, Tabitha is a trooper. She's right there with me.
I'm from the suburbs of Long Island. That's where I'm
so,
from. So yeah, so he has me out in these crazy places, wearing like a, you know, 15-pound backpack and all this stuff. Oh yeah, it's insane.
So I mean, she's not the girly girl. I mean, she's able to get out there and go. And let me touch on these photography. You know, your photos that you're talking about that you get out and do. These are amazing, because I myself, my bedroom is a horror movie theme. My wife was nice enough to let us do a horror movie theme in our bedroom. And some of your photos, I'm like, you know what? That would look great over my bed. And then I go and look at it, and I was like, you know what? I can't afford to put that over my bed. These are amazing, amazing photos.
We're going to have to take care of you. Yeah. By the way, you know, when we were listening in before you brought us in, you were talking about clowns.
Right.
You know, getting to the movie. And I want to tell you something. So one of my most popular pieces in the art gallery is a piece I call What Happened to Bozo in Vegas. And if people go to the website and see the image, it's literally, I found a vintage 1950s Bozo clown doll. And I took it out to a lot here in Vegas where you can see the Vegas skyline in the background. And I kind of laid him over, and it looks like, well, maybe he had a rough night or whatever the deal was. I got to tell you something. Part of the idea for making the film Die Influencers Die is that we would have people come into our art gallery and see that big, huge image of Bozo laying right. on the ground as if he was, you know, got a bad hangover from the night before. And kid you not, 50% of the people that would come in would be like, oh my God, I love this piece. And half the people would practically run out of the gallery in fear. So when you talk about this phobia of clowns, it's legit.
Yeah, but I had it too. Like when I was a kid, my family, you know, we go to the circus and we go see my brothers and stuff, and I would freaking cry. I would see a clown and just start crying. I did not like them. And then look what happened. Like, yeah. I'm going to share something with
now,
you.
Now she's the killer clown.
Oh, wow. There. There's the it's such a interesting concept too. You know, I'm gonna watch it this weekend. I wanted to watch it ahead of time, but we had stupid hurricane coverage we did yesterday, which was great. We did amazing numbers, but at the same time, it took up a lot of my time. But everything I've seen, I've read several reviews of it. I feel like this is a movie that's made for a horror fan like me. Tons of blood.
The special effects, when we were talking last week, Chrissy Morgan said that she was covered in blood like so much, like she had to take two showers to get it all off.
Yeah,
so.
Katie said she had to take several showers to wash away all the blood because you guys just pretty much caked it on her. And I told her, I said, don't tell me what happens to you in the film. And she's like, I'm not. I'm just saying I was covered in blood.
Oh, she was. I'll tell you what. I think I got worse than anybody else, but you'll see why. And oh my God. Are you like blood? You like guts?
Yeah.
You like, if you like all that, like.
Severely, it's like an American slasher. So the gore is really very gross. Extreme. When we went out to make the movie, we wanted to kind of go back to the 80s a little bit, produce something that was very raw and very gritty. So folks like you who are like real extreme horror fans, this is built for you. It's got the crazy gore, you know, eviscerated human beings. It's got the sexy ladies like we used to see in the 70s and the 80s in the horror film, you know, the requisite shower scenes and things like that.
Right.
And then, of course, the music, the heavy metal music. And that's why we you know, hooked up with Metal Blade Records and some of their artists like Lizzie Borden's in it. He's actually in the film. And his music is in the film. We have music from The Black Dahlia Murder,
from Legion.
You know, it's really, really got a little bit of everything for people who like that sort of cultish, gritty horror film.
I mean, and metal music and horror films go hand in hand. I mean, it's a beautiful marriage when you put them together properly. And the slasher film genre is one of my favorite. But recently, it's got so diluted and it's become more of, you know, a whodunit than a slasher film. I like to know, hey, here comes the killer. He's around the corner. He's coming for you. Not so much a mystery. I want to know this person. I want to get to know them, and I want to understand why they're doing what they're doing. So when I see them doing it, I say, okay, this person is so full of rage.
But, you know, and I'm sorry. you're the kind of person then that is more about seeing the guts, seeing the gross, you know, like you said, you want to see it. So you're not the one that's really, so you want to be scared, like somebody's going to come around the corner and boop, you know, like the jumping kind of scare.
Yeah. If somebody's coming to kill someone, I don't want a knife to come towards them and they go, oh, and then there's a cut scene, it cuts away and I don't even get to see anything
happen. No.
I want the money shot. I want the payoff. I need the payoff.
You are in for a treat. Yeah. We made this for you.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And you know, one of the things that, you know, there's a very important point is something you hit on. And that is a lot of the, before we made the film, before we came up with Die Influencers Die, we you know, did our research and wanted to do something special. One of the things we noticed with some contemporary slasher films is there's literally no story whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like there's just basically, you know, it's like the old days when you would take a group of kids to the woods and a cabin and start killing them off. And we didn't want to do that. Well, we knew we were going to have plenty of kill scenes, plenty of gore, plenty of all that. But what we said was, let's create a character as a killer that's actually the protagonist. Let's give this person a backstory, an actual story. Let's create emotion relative to the kills and... Mm-hmm. make it incredibly savage. And you just don't see that very often. That's really what we went for.
And it helps to build that kind of, kinship with the character. You want to, you know, sympathize or empathize with them one way or the other. And if you can't, and it's just mindlessness for mindlessness, you get lost in it. Kind of become numb, and you can't enjoy it.
It's like Friday the 13th, you know? Mm-hmm. You didn't, you know, feel, well, you kind of felt bad for Jason Voorhees, but, you know, also he's just this cold-blooded demon killing machine. But right. You were like, oh, well, I can kind of understand. He was picked on, and then they allowed him to drown. So
his mom was coming crazy. To him, yeah. Yeah. Of course. So. They had to see his mother killed in front of him. I mean, come on. So, I mean, were you guys horror movie fans? Is that why you were able to, you know, get into this? Or is it something like, you know what, I think we could make a horror movie?
I think it's a little bit of both. I love horror films. Gary is so into not even watching anything. Like, even films.
I didn't want to watch anything before we made the film, but, because I didn't want to be like...
Want to be influenced, yeah.
Exactly.
But not even that. But Gary's really, I mean, for the most part, he's like a documentary kind of guy. You're not really one to sit down and watch... Well, unless it's like a spaghetti western or something from the past. Well, but he's not really a movie guy.
Here was the deal with me. It was on my bucket list. So I produced and directed a lot of shows. You know, a lot of it in the erotic genre, because I, like for HBO, for Cinemax, I created, produced, and directed like Hotel Erotica, the series, Erotic Traveler, the series. Like, I've done tons and tons of shows. But there are two genres I hadn't done yet that I just can't go to my grave before I do. One of them was horror, and the other was, I want to do kind of like a contemporary spaghetti western. Like, I love the old Sergio Leone spaghetti westerns. Nice. And so even with the horror film, when you see it, you're going to notice it's very raw. It's very gritty. It's like, you know, when you see the spaghetti westerns in the western genre, the spaghetti westerns are raw and gritty. People are sweaty and they're dripping in sweat. It's really cool and very intense and very organic, as opposed to, let's say, perhaps some American-made westerns that are very polished and clean and people barely have dirt on them, right?
Right.
And I wanted that approach with the horror film. And, you know, you talked about Katie Morgan earlier in her kill scene, and I won't give away what the kill scene is, but, boy, you talk about just saturated and just wicked gore. It's there. It's all there.
And it's the way you filmed it, too. I was looking at the trailer again, and I was like, look at these colors. I mean, the colors, I don't know what you did to make it look the way it does, but it's got this look to it where all the colors almost feel like you could reach out and touch them. They're not muted. They're really bright, and it really comes through seeing that kind of thing. Was that something you were looking to do?
Hey, what better way to show blood?
Yeah. I mean, it's right. Like glistening.
Make it vivid. Yeah, you know, again, if you want to really feel, you know, the essence, the spirit of the scene, sometimes you can go that pastel muted thing. But I think stylistically, for me, it doesn't work for, like, again, an American slasher, right? It needs to be just vivid, really intense.
And dark at the same time, because when we first did it, we had to go through it a bunch of times. And when we were in the editing.
The first color correction session.
Yeah, because it was too bright. And, you know, you still want to be able to see, like, so Tom Devlin did our special effects. And, you know, you want to show all that. But at the same time, if it's too bright, it bores me, and you're showing way too much. So you really need to darken that up and, you know, use the reds and the blues and, you know, get it in there and just make it super edgy.
Right. Right.
Now, when did you guys, who wrote the film? I mean, you guys didn't write the film yourselves, did you?
Yes, we did.
Okay, oh, wow. So when you wrote it, the whole time you're writing, you had Tabitha in mind for the role.
Oh, 100%.
So 100%. She's the best. It's fashioned for her. So, I mean, it's a role that she was able to get into very easily. Was that something that you were thinking in the back of your mind, like, okay, I've got this fashion for me. I really got to hit this out of the park. It's got to be what I envisioned in my mind.
Yes. And part of it too, because I'm also a producer on the film. Okay. So I have so much to deal with. So in this movie, I don't want to, is it giving away if I say?
No,
not too much. Okay. I don't speak in the film.
Well, you do.
I do in the beginning. But then I ended up not talking because what happened was, you know, my character is so intense. And it was like, you know what? I can't have dialogue because I have to figure out who has to be on set tomorrow at what time. You know what I mean? Like, I have so much going on in my brain. And the last thing I want to think about are lines, you know? And I want to make this character really badass. So I thought, you know what? It's probably scarier if she doesn't say a damn word.
Yeah, I mean, and I probably should clarify that a little bit. When she becomes the killer, we right. took away and said no dialogue whatsoever, which actually serves the film, right? Because if you hear the killer speak, it really steals from the sort of mystery of it all, right?
Yeah, it makes it a little too human. You almost want an inhuman shape, like they called it in Halloween, The Shape.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like Halloween, like Michael Myers, it would be the movies would have been so awful if, like, Michael Myers, you know,
hey girl, can
right? Yes, I mean,
what do you know?
There's no reason for me to really.
Yes, we kept it. Yeah, so going back to your original question, I mean, it was designed for Tabitha. I mean, the role of Moxie, who's the lead in it, it was designed for her. And the thing is obviously we worked a ton over years and years and years, and I knew where her strengths and weaknesses are. She doesn't have that many weaknesses, but I knew that one of her strengths is, and we kind of saw that in the adult world back in the day when there was adult stuff going on, is she can be incredibly sexy and, you know, the beautiful blonde and that whole thing. But with the right impetus, she can be just wicked and savage and intense and off the scale. And so we're like, well, we got to bring that to the show. And we got to bring that to
it. Yeah. And I make sure you'll see in the kill scenes that they are the most disgusting, disturbing for me, especially. I mean, I did them. And after every time after I'd done a kill scene, I would stand for like 10-15 minutes, covered, drenched in blood and guts, and things in my mouth. It was just a mess. And I would just stand there in shock because I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like, what did I do? Like, it was almost like it was real, but it wasn't real. And I'm seriously, and I stood there, and everybody's like, well, what are you going to take a shower? Do you need help? And I'm like, no, I got to stand here for a minute. You know, because I had to take it in. And then it would clear out of my head, and I was fine. And then I go take a shower.
So, go ahead.
So to that, Tom Devlin is our special effects makeup artist. And I don't know if you guys know who Tom Devlin is. He's been around forever. He's a brilliant, brilliant effects artist. He's done a ton of horror films. And so he's seen everything. And when Tabitha would finish, on the Vimeo On Demand right now, we have behind the scenes footage in there when people go to buy it that way. And there's a clip in there where it's Tabitha doing a savage kill, and then the behind the scenes camera pans over to reveal Tom, who's watching it on the monitor, and Tom is literally sitting there going,
"I couldn't believe it."
And this is a veteran. This is like a really well
seen it all.
Veteran. Yeah, he's like, "Oh my god!"
And I've never done this before, so I didn't know what I was doing. And then I'd say to Tom, "What do you think of?" He's like, "Just go for whatever you want to go for." I'm like, "Well, okay. I really want to hear what you have to say later on after you watch this film."
When you first saw it, when you first saw it, Tabitha, were you shocked by your own performance? Was it one of those out of body experiences almost where like, who is this person I'm watching? I almost don't even remember doing this or this, but here it is right here in front of me.
I was really grossed out. But I'm just like, oh, wow. Like I did that. Oh, wow. Should I have done that? Should I really have done that? Because it really is disgusting. And then, of course, you go into as an actor, you go into, oh, no, are the fans going to be pissed? Are they going to think I'm this gross person? You know, you think about whatever they're going to think. And then you cut it off and you say, stop it. This is what I do. This is the film. This is what it's about. And I'm fine with it. But, yeah, when I first watched it, it's like, whoa. Like, I was really, like nauseous. Like, it made me nauseous.
You know, the performance.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, the performance in this film are amazing. Tabitha, over the top. And there was a scene I was editing, and I won't give away the scene, but I got to tell you, when I was editing the scene that she was in and performing in, I literally multiple times had to walk away from the edit workstation because it was that good and that believable and that intense.
Wow.
So, you know, speaking to what Tabitha.
And as, you know, I'm his wife, so he's like going, oh my gosh. Like, it made him sad. It affected him. I came home from the store and I said, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? He's like, no, I can't talk about this. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, did I do something wrong? Like, I didn't know what he was doing. I was at the store. I came home.
I mean, and that's like, what you want. That's what you want from a film. You want it to move you one way or the other. And if it's able to move even someone who was working on it already, Yeah, that says a lot. And look, as a horror movie fan, I can watch people's heads blow off. I can watch them be disemboweled, whatever. But there's only two things I cannot watch in a horror film. One, somebody's reaching, trying to stop from being drug away, and their fingernail like comes off. It rips their fingernail off. I can't stand that. Or if I see... There it is. And I cannot stand to see somebody's teeth be ripped out. That's the other, as long as it's not their teeth being ripped out or their fingernails, you know, being ripped from their bed and just like, I just can't do it.
No, and there's, I can say that, there is none of that.
Thank God. Thank you.
Yeah, so my teeth are still my teeth in the film, and I didn't. You can
explain. I don't know, but maybe the Katie kill scene might really, really mess him up.
No, Katie's good. Don't.
Okay.
All right. Don't give nothing away now. No spoilers here. But with, did you go into this with like an idea of a kill count? A lot of people say, you know what, we want X amount of kills in this film. Did you have a kill count in your head?
No, we just wanted to kill influencers.
Yeah, as many as we could.
We need to go back. Look, there's good influencers.
There's some good ones, but
there's some pretty heinous ones too. Let's be honest.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I wish we would have known about the toilet seat lickers. Remember to hear about that? Those
kids
kind of like a toilet seat. And it's like, you know, I wish we would have. We didn't know that till after we shot.
Yeah,
that would have been a good one. I could have done something with that.
Well, there's a. I'm not.
Okay.
There's a bathroom. It's not bad, but still.
It
was actually kind of fun because when we were trying to decide, you know, who, obviously choosing your victims for a horror film is fun, right?
And so when we were
talking about, we're like, well, what's like, we need to pick a group of people that like a lot of people sort of quietly really despise, right? And so that's why we're like, we got it. We totally are influencers, right?
Yeah.
And so we thought, well, great. It actually, a quick little story. The first title of the film was one I had come up with. I was actually titling it Burn Influencers Burn. And then Tabitha came in the room when we were working on it and said,
no, we can't just burn them. We got to kill them. Let's kill them.
Also, that,
that
might be like misconstrued as like, you know, almost like a comedy, like you are going to get back at the influencers.
Burn,
with a sick burn, man.
Ooh, look at that burn. Like that.
I'm taking
those guys. Plus, I like the titles, like some of these old cult horror films from like the 70s. Like there's one I particularly love. It's called I Spit on Your Grave.
I thought you were going to say that.
Oh, I love that one.
They had great titles back in the day, right? And then when she said die influencers die, I was like, oh, that's it. That's perfect.
I Spit on Your Grave was one of those movies. My mother would let me go to the video store with her, and every week I could pick out something. So I decided one day, I was like, oh, this looks crazy. I love horror movies. But I was probably like 11 years old, maybe 12 years old. I was like, look at this lady's butt on the cover. I was like, check it out. Little did I know that there was going to be one complete nudity. I mean, on the men, the women. I mean, this woman has, I don't want to give that film away, but there's a lot of, red bush. There we go. A lot of red bush in the film. So, and then there's a guy gets his penis cut off in the film. So it's like, here I am sitting with my mother. She's got this look on her face. Where she's like, "What did you rent?" I'm like, "Look."
That film was banned in a bunch of places for years. Like it was totally banned. Certain countries were like, "Forget it, you can't even show this movie." There's no.
And
way.
That was the movie. Anytime I ran into other horror movie fans, I'd always say, "Have you seen I Spit on Your Grave?" And they're like, "No." I was like, "I've got a copy. We gotta watch it." That movie and a movie called, which internationally it was known as Brain Dead, but over in America it was known as Dead Alive, which was Peter Jackson had done this film. Up to this point, that is the most glorious movie I've ever seen. There's so much blood. I mean, just so much blood in that film. And it's fantastic. It's well done. All the, you know, practical effects are fantastic. I hate a lot of CGI stuff. The practical effects is where it's at, and people are not getting that.
And that's what we did. We did. When you're seeing the blood and all that stuff, that's the real deal. We definitely went old school.
So if you're going to give everybody a quick synopsis of the film to really hook them in, what would you tell them? This is what this film is about, but in a tight little ball. What is this film about?
Are you guys-
right. So this is about a wealthy alpha male influencer who dupes a group of lesser influencers into a stay at his haunted movie studio in Las Vegas.
That's great. I mean, I love that. That reminds me of the great Vincent Price movie, House on Haunted Hill, when he invites everybody up to his mansion and basically ends up murdering, you know, one at a time so he can get away with murder. So that's a great thing right there. I mean, where can everybody find the film right now? I had read something that it was going to go to Amazon Prime soon. Is that the plan?
So at dieinfluencersdie.com, people can find out where it's at. We did a pre-release. It's currently available in a pre-release. Mm-hmm. So that's on Vimeo On Demand. I like the Vimeo On Demand platform because you can put a lot of these bonus features in it, like you would get in a DVD or a Blu-ray. So we put a bunch of behind-the-scenes clips and everything in there. And people can go to their smart TV. The Vimeo app is there. Just activate the Vimeo app. Boom, you're good to go. In September, Amazon. In October, worldwide and all your usual streaming platforms. And then down the road at some point, it might end up on Netflix. But that's at the very end of the line.
Very end of the run. I mean, and it's so much easier now to distribute a film, and that's the way people want to watch, especially now in this whole, there's not a movie theater open in the state of North Carolina. I don't know if there is anywhere else, but in North Carolina, there's no theaters at all open. They can't be open.
And we had to totally change the release because the original idea, of course, was the usual pattern is to go for the film festivals, you know, mm-hmm. do the screenings. We had screenings lined up and everything prior to this all happening. We had to change everything because we didn't want to just sit on the movie for a year and hope things would work out and eventually we would get some screenings in some theaters. We said, no, let's look, we've done this on our own. It's our own money. It's our own thing. Let's release this. Let's get this out into this, to the usual streaming platforms. And that really is, I think, going to become more the norm.
And hopefully the conventions can happen. You know, we're looking forward to those because, you know, at first we're like, wow, what's going to happen? You know, we're going to miss conventions. And it's like, you know what, maybe it'll give people more time to actually, you know, watch the film and watch it a couple of times. And then when it is time.
Build an audience.
Exactly. Right. Then they may be even more excited. So we could have myself. Lizzie Borden and Katie Morgan come down and, you know, sign some autographs and stuff. We'll get dressed up in characters and stuff. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Because what we've realized is that this is definitely for the cult horror film crowd. Mm-hmm. And even the first reviews we've got have been rave reviews coming from reviewers who love old cult horror films. And so we realized, okay, well, that's what this is going to be. Every project kind of takes on a life of its own usually. And what we realized is this is going to be a building process. We're going to build our audience, you know, in sort of that cult venue, that cult avenue, and then just build and build and build and just release broader and broader and broader as we go along.
All right, real quick. If this does well, do you see another horror film, not necessarily a sequel or anything like that, but maybe another original idea horror film? Because, I mean, I'm saying there is a niche audience out there, people who enjoy these type of films that's not, you know, just a run-of-the-mill manufactured film, just chinking them out. Do you feel like this will be something you guys would be interested in doing again?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And even if we lean more towards a thriller or the next one, which is kind of what we're talking about right now, it'll absolutely have horror elements in it, for sure. But if this goes crazy and people really, really love it, which seems to be the trend already, and it's only been out on Vimeo for a week now, I think, if it becomes a thing, then absolutely, why not? We'd love to. It was fun to make this.
I did see a question earlier. Someone had asked, would it ever be released on, like, DVD? Is that something that's going to happen? Okay, so You'll be able to pick it up on just about everywhere at that point then.
There will eventually be a Blu-ray release and DVD. There will also eventually be a 4K release because we shot the film. We shot it in 6K, actually.
Wow.
So there'll be a 4K. Right now, we're putting it out in HD, you know, just basic, simple stereo HD. And then, like I said, as we build the audience, we'll start to release more and more and more in terms of versions.
I'm very excited to see it this weekend.
I'm excited, too.
And I'm the kind of guy that, you know what, it's got to be dark outside for me to watch it. I can't watch it during the day. It has to be dark. I have to have it just right. I got the whole house has to be pitch dark. And I like a good scare. I like a good, if I can get that chill. That chill is what does it every time. So it keeps bringing me back. So hopefully, I definitely want to give a review of this film after I see it. I want to talk to you guys once it's got a little broader audience, so we can really maybe even delve a little deeper, maybe a little of the character psychology kind of thing going on, and maybe what your inspiration was for this clown character that you basically, you know, you're donning the whole clown mask. And by the way, I love the cover art of the poster and everything with the clown mask and the way it's laid out. Perfect. I love that. I collect posters and put them back here behind me of films I love. So that is very good, very, very good stuff. And
for your listeners too, if they go to dieinfluencersdie.com, we're actually putting up poster art there and everything's going to be available for them. So, and eventually we'll add a whole bunch of merch.
And I'm glad you guys do that, because not a lot of films really get in there and give a little fan service to get some stuff in the hands of the fans that they enjoy. A lot of people collect that kind of stuff and a lot of people really enjoy it. Last thing I want to ask, have you guys had dinner yet tonight? And if so, what are y'all having for dinner?
We haven't.
No to the first part of the question.
Okay.
Probably nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
I cook, so it doesn't matter. He loves pizza. So I've been going to California Pizza Kitchen, getting the frozen kind to bring home. But he can eat those every single day. But you know, I like to make meals. I like to make big meals, and it's just the two of us. So I mean, it just. I don't know.
There might be a pizza in the
kitchen. What's your favorite pizza from California Pizza Kitchen?
Ooh, probably the barbecue chicken.
There you go.
We like it with the cauliflower crust, actually. I know it's I eat gluten, so I don't eat it. But,
Tabitha embellishes the pizzas, though, even though we didn't do frozen pizzas, honestly, until this whole COVID thing happened.
Right.
But what she does, she'll like to grind up garlic and create little sauces to add to them.
You can't just put it in.
Jazz it up a little bit. Yeah. I always like put some garlic on it and everything. I want to like jazz it up, spice it up a little bit and give it your own little twist. Then you feel like you've cooked. Look at me. I'm cooked this pizza. Look at me, the chef. So everybody needs to watch Die Influencers Die. This is a horror fans film. This is something that is not enough of right now. There, and you know what? Everybody needs an escape, and this is your escape. Get outside the world and go into this world, and you may survive. You may not. You never know. Gary, thank you so much for coming on. I love your work. You're a very talented man. Tabitha, I've seen your work too, and you are also a very talented lady. And one day, Tabitha, I would love to have you on again, because you have an amazing history, an amazing story that I think our fans would really enjoy listening to. So I'm going to have to get you on again, but I'm going to get you both on as soon as we get a little wider release, get up there on Amazon Prime, and let's really, you know, peg away at it, as they say. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Die Influencers Die. I'm going to talk about this coming Wednesday night when we do it again. And I'll tell the guys what I think of your film. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be very excited about it. Thank you guys for coming on the show so much.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Gary, Tabitha, the new power couple. I'm telling you, they're the power couple. You guys take care now.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Yeah, definitely check out the website. Like they were saying, dieinfluencersdie.com. So,
And it's right there at home, right there in your own little slice of heaven. You can sit back and enjoy. Bishop, thank you so much for coming in tonight and knocking this out for us.
Yeah, no problem.
Hitting it over the fences. These guys, you know, I'm telling you, if you love horror movies, you're in this kind of thing like I am, don't miss out. Don't miss out. Die Influencers Die. The name says it all.
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Sarah J. live right here. Greens and Bishop Show.